On the phone with us right now is Judge Judy. Good morning, Judge.
And good morning to you in Dallas. Is that where you're broadcasting from?
Yeah, well, that's where we're based, but we're in 115 cities around the country.
I know, yeah. But I'm just trying to figure out what time it is where you are.
Central time zone. Judge Judy, how many seasons is it now for the Judge Judy show?
We are finishing our 16th season, and in a couple of months, we start to work on season 17.
What were you doing before Judge Judy show?
I was a family court judge in New York.
And how did this all come about, the Judge Judy show, from family court to national prominence?
That's just a serendipitous journey. Somebody, reporter, a crime and family reporter, sat in my courtroom, thought I ran the place in a sort of interesting and unique way, wrote an article. Somebody from 60 Minutes saw the article. They did a little piece, and somebody saw the little piece. And said, did you ever think of doing what you do on television? And at that point, I had been in the family court for 25 years. And I thought, well, maybe it's time for a new adventure. So we tried it.
And then after that, all the other judge shows started, right? You were the first.
Well, actually, the People's Court with Judge Wapner was the first court show on television.
Oh, I remember that.
You remember that?
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I don't know what decade, you know, I can put you in, but Wapner was on in the, I think, 80s.
But nobody really took control of a courtroom
like you do.
Quite the way you do.
Well, I was a practicing lawyer for many years before I went on the bench in New York, and I learned early on that somebody was going to run a courtroom. Lawyers always try to run the courtroom, but the person who's supposed to run the courtroom sits in the black dress. And when they don't, you know, whenever there's a void, somebody's going to want to fill that void. And I always believed that the right thing happened in a case more often than not if the judge was in control of the courtroom. So that was my style.
Is there a doll that has all the Judge Judy
sounds? Judge Judy sounds.
Judge Judy isms.
There isn't yet. I don't know if it would sell.
It would sell.
I actually think that, you know, an hour a day of Judge Judy is more than enough for most people.
Oh, no. We need one that says, get him out of here. Just get him out of here right now.
I'm speaking.
You mean somebody to put at a table at dinner time.
Right. Was I talking to you?
Was I talking to you? Very good. I could tell you what.
Are you ever fearful of your safety?
You know, I'm not. I think I dealt with more serious issues, you know.
In New York courtrooms?
In New York. You know, terminating people's parental rights and determining paternity cases and dealing with, you know, teenage crime and child abuse. Those were far more serious issues than the issues that we deal with in the television courtroom in small claims court. And it sort of becomes a way of life for you.
Yeah.
You know, you do what you have to do, try to do your best, and hope that people get it. And if they don't get it, as I said, you keep your fingers crossed.